Welcome. I'm Julie Bacon, and you're listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast, a podcast for dog handlers who are on a mission to achieve big goals. Here I share lessons, insights, personal stories, and tools you can apply during your next show, trial, or test to help you strengthen your mental game and hopefully cue more consistently. Be sure to check out the show notes where you'll find details about the episodes, plus important links, including the link to the Dogged Planner and Workbook created just for handlers on a mission. So if you're ready to improve your competitive mindset, get out of your own way, and connect with your dog like never before, then it's time to get comfy, bring an open mind, and work your mindset. Hey there, and welcome back to the podcast. All right, this week we are, as the title says, kind of talking about crying in the car. But really what we're talking about is how, when our stamina or our mood or our energy is affected, how it can really just sort of bring down the whole weekend and our entire mental game. And I started to really think a lot about stamina coming out of the 2020 lockdown situation, because I noticed that when all of us got back to quote normal things, and this includes our dogs, everything was so hard or so tiring, or like going to the grocery store suddenly became this like ordeal where I needed a nap, you know, when I got home, or watching the dogs go back to class. They were exhausted, you know, after an hour class that normally would not have even put a dent in them. So that's when my obsession with stamina started. So I guess I'm going on 4 years of this obsession, and I don't think it's lessening anytime soon. And part of that is I just came back from my national, where it was my breed national. So it was, you know, more than 1,000 Bernese Mountain Dogs all gathered in one place for a week. And for me, I even extended it. So I went a little early and I stayed a day late and I snuck in some extra events even. And basically for 8 straight days, I competed. And some days I was in 2 different events. The second one, a performance event, and then a confirmation event. And so when you think about a week like that can either recharge you or it can zap you, or some of both, right? Some days are very zapping and some days are very energizing. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up is I think that when we come out of big events like the recent AKC Agility Nationals, or we're planning to head into a big event, like maybe you're on your way to your national, or, you know, recently there was an Invitational, the UKI Invitational. And when we go to these big events, I think it really requires a different level of stamina from us, and specifically mental stamina, but also physical stamina. The days are longer, you know, our sleep is not probably on point, you know, we might have let our eating go a little bit, and mentally, like I said, it can be really draining. And also our rituals get away from us in these events because everything is so different, right? The schedule's different, or maybe where the warm-up jump is different, or maybe the type of ring that you're performing in is different. I know that some, you know, specialties, they'll be doing obedience in a ballroom situation. Well, we don't really practice obedience in a ballroom. One year, one of my specialties, it was in a ballroom and they covered the floor with plastic. And the dogs were like, oh, what is this, right? We don't practice for this. So my point is the environment is really different when we go to these big events. And sometimes it throws us for a loop, okay? And it can throw us for a loop in all kinds of different ways and affect us in all kinds of different ways. But because I'm hyper-focused on stamina and just coming off of my big week, you know, I'm really thinking about how when our stamina is tested, or when it's not where it needs to be, the other things in our game start to suffer, right? We start to be more sensitive. Yes, maybe we find ourselves crying in the car for no reason, right? You know, things aren't really going that bad, and yet it's affecting us a lot. And that's because maybe we're overtired. Maybe we're overstimulated. You know, maybe our dogs are overstimulated. You know, the other term I use a lot is maybe we're just overdone. You know, like we're kind of overtired, but we're kind of excited. And, you know, just our emotional systems are on, you know, just are pegged out. You know, we're full. So there's a lot of ways that we describe this for ourselves, right? And so you may have a way that you're just saying like, oh, I'm just really tired. And that might be your go-to. But I'd be curious to know if that truly is, are you really tired or are you full, overdone, too much, too taxing, you know, just are kind of full in that way or kind of feeling like we did coming out of the pandemic when suddenly the grocery store was hard, you know? And so I want us to be really aware of that because when our stamina is tested or when we don't have the stamina that we need for these big events, and by the way, why would we? We don't practice big events. We don't practice going to six ring nationals, right? Or, you know, events where we might run eight times in a day or other events where we might need to be in two places at the same time and we're running back and forth or we're having, as in my case, we're having people text us like, where are they in this ring? How much time do I have? Can I have time to change clothes and in my other clothes? Like what's going on? Where do I need to be? And bouncing back and forth. Those aren't things we practice. So for those of you who think that like, oh, well, you just get used to it. You just develop stamina. It's just kind of organic, meaning that after trial, after trial, after trial, you just sort of build up whatever the necessary tolerance is. I think that can be true for a regular kind of quote, regular weekends, right? Where we are trialing at familiar places, or we're starting to get used to the length of those days. We're starting to get used to trialing with another dog. Maybe we were a one dog, you know, household, and now we're a two dog trialing household, and we sort of get used to that. Yes, though, that would be an example of your organic stamina, or it's just building up naturally. You're not really doing anything extra for it, but we don't really practice trialing, you know, 8 days in a row, sometimes with multiple dogs in those days, sometimes with multiple events in those days. We don't practice just going to a national just to see that if we can, you know, if we can take it. And we certainly don't do that weekend after weekend after weekend. So when we think about our stamina, and we really have to think about what an important role it plays in our mental game, because we have to be able to, if you will, hold up. Right? We have to be able to be in that state physically and mentally where we can handle all of the extra inputs and extra runs potentially, or extra complexities, or maybe even extra drama that is being thrown our way, and still be able to perform, still be able to hold on to our rituals, still be able to walk into the ring with the same level of focus and awareness and calmness and all of those other things that bring us into that great flow state or get us into that present moment. So I think this is an interesting topic, and as you think back to a big event, or you think back to maybe just a recent trial with a really long day, or maybe you're doing some like evening trials, and that's like kind of a whole different vibe. You know, there's some UKI trials and some other things that are happening, like they're starting at like 4 or 5 or 6 p.m. and going in the evening. That requires kind of a different state. Maybe it's a stamina thing, or maybe it's just, you know, because of the different time of day, it's requiring something else from you. And so I think what happens is clients come back to me and they're like kind of surprised by the fact that they were thrown by it, right? And whatever it is for you, again, they were more affected by an evening trial, more affected by going 8 days in a row, more affected by, you know, a six ring, you know, big national event, or more affected by, you know, an international event or something like that, that includes the travel and the pressures and all of those kinds of things. And one of the first things I ask is I try to get into how is their mental and physical stamina. Now, physical stamina, just to cover that for a minute, it doesn't mean that you are necessarily working out every day. I mean, great if you are, by the way, great if you are, but no shade if you are not. What it means is, are you taking care of your body? You know, when we are running with our dogs, whether we are, you know, walking around an obedience ring or running an agility course, there is a a lot of physicality to it, right? I mean, I always kind of joke that it's like dog CrossFit, just carrying the stuff in and out of the car, right, into the building and moving all of that and all the extra steps that we take in one of those days. And what does that mean to be taking care of your physical self in that weekend, from eating well to drinking enough to, you know, making sure that you are stretched and flexible enough and can handle, you know, schlepping all the stuff into the building without, you know, pulling something or making yourself sore just from carrying crates. You know, that's a real thing. So when we work on then creating physical stamina and being able to run maybe 7 runs in a day, that requires a certain amount of physical stamina. And my argument is you cannot just get that organically. In other words, by going to trial after trial, you have to be doing something outside of your sport to be making sure that your physical stamina is on point so that you can hold up. Because what happens is when we let ourselves down sort of physically, I guess, then we can feel tired. Then we can feel not up to the challenge. We get sore. We're more likely prone to injury in those moments. And it can make us kind of tired and whiny, right? I mean, that is like a real thing that can happen. And then our mental game starts to suffer. So the stamina thing is kind of one of those slippery slopes that when you're not in it, when you don't have enough, that it starts to impact the rest of your game in kind of sneaky ways, right? Because sometimes just being sore, just having a sore back, or, you know, having slept wrong or not having gotten enough sleep that night can really put your energy, your mood in a different place, and then therefore affect your mental, and then therefore it's kind of like a bad snowball downhill potentially, right? All right, so when we come back, we're going to get into the effects that stamina has on your mental game. Quick question, do you ever wish you had more mindset help? Well, the Q membership was created just for that reason. Every month we pick a topic and then we have 4 lessons, which are kind of like these podcasts, that we dive deeper into. And so if you are ready for more, you're ready for more mindset work, think about joining the Q membership. Annual members get a free coaching session, but you can also choose the monthly option as well. Go to theqcoach.com to learn more. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, so let's talk mental stamina. So mental stamina, or the lack of mental stamina, can weaken our mental game and especially our ability to bounce back or to be resilient, right? Because think about it, when we feel weaker in any way, and weaker can be didn't get enough sleep, weaker can be like, I'm not used to this big of environment. It's too much for my brain. Like, I feel like overwhelmed. I feel overdone. This is a lot. This is very complex, or there's a lot of drama going on, or whatever it is. Like, any of that is sort of zapping our energy and then putting us in a state of kind of a weakened state, right? So if you think about stamina, right? Most people think about it in terms of endurance, right? Being able to last, being able to, you know, tough it out, or being able to, you know, finish the marathon, right? That feels like endurance, and stamina is definitely needed for that. But we need mental endurance, mental stamina to get through big events, or to get through long events, or big days, or just a really intense weekend potentially, right? And when we don't have the stamina that we need, we start to get maybe sensitive, or we start to take any mistakes as personal, or maybe we start to even make mistakes, mental mistakes that we normally wouldn't make, right? Maybe that's when we kind of forget where we are in the ring, or maybe that's when we make a handling error that we wouldn't normally make. And it's just a matter of we're not really holding up well in the environment, right? And so a lot of people, you start to see this happen in national moments or international moments or big events. And the reason is the event itself is taking so much energy, or they're expending so much energy just sort of like absorbing the moment or being in the environment, or, you know, just getting overwhelmed and getting just kind of taken away, that it's very hard for them to stay grounded, or it's hard for them to have that endurance that is required for those big events. Right. And if you've done that, if you've, you know, been that person at some point or another, then, you know how it can affect you. Right. I've told the story a million times about giving myself a migraine at the first time I went to the AKC Agility Invitational. And, you know, since day one, I've told the story that it was not nerves. I was not nervous. I was excited. Okay. I was excited about the big event and the big, you know, weekend, and I was grateful to be there. And I was just, but I was all the things, right? And I was, what I would call, my words would be, I was overdone, right? My brain was overdone. I was like a little kid who was just too much stimulus, too much this, too much that, too much everything. And I didn't really understand how to both regulate my energy so that I wasn't just using it all in every moment of every day, but also so that I had the kind of mental stamina to pace myself, see this as a more of a marathon weekend, or see it as a need to just, like, you know, take it easy, don't expend all my energy in one fell swoop, right? Just kind of, you know, go easy and take it kind of one piece at a time. And I didn't have that ability. So I think for us in the mental game, you know, creating or developing mental stamina is kind of one part, like understanding how to organize our energy and being really conscious and clear about how we spend our energy, where we conserve our energy, and what that means. I think that another part of that is developing the ability for us to focus for longer periods of time, right? Because in a big event, we are on high alert longer with fewer periods of rest, right? At normal weekend trial, we kind of get in the groove, right? We come in, we get organized, we get set up, then, you know, it's kind of, then we might get excited for a little bit, and then our energy goes back down and it sort of levels out, and then an energy goes up again when we walk the course, or, you know, we get ready to run, or we get ready in obedience, we're seeing the patterns, or walking the rally course or whatever, our energy goes back up. And so we have these like up downs throughout the day, and we get kind of familiarized with that pattern. When we go to a big event, the pattern's different. It's a new pattern. It's a new pattern of energy. And we tend to stay up too long, right? Because everything's exciting, or there's always something to see or look at or do, or, you know, new vendors or whatever. And sometimes we're not very good about organizing or protecting our energy, or those ebbs and flows, if you will. And so what happens is we are mentally on. We're mentally on all the time and not really giving ourselves breaks. And then we realize that, like, oh, I don't have the stamina to be on for 8 hours. I'm used to having to be on for, you know, 4 hours a day, or for, you know, 10 minutes five times a day throughout the day, right? And so that's why those big events can catch us so off guard. So when we're trying to develop mental stamina in our off time, right, in our off hours, we need to develop our ability to focus for longer and longer periods of time. And we can do that, and we've talked about this on other episodes, but we can do that through visualization, right? Extending our visualization and really imagining how we want it to go, and doing that for longer periods of time, as well as meditation, whether that's a walking meditation with your dogs, and just being able to focus for longer and longer periods of time. Anything that is really, you know, focusing our brain and getting our brain to work a little harder for a little longer, right? It's working through that moment of where your brain wants to go, done, I'm tired, I'm out, like I'm tapping out of this event, and you just stick with it for 5 more minutes, right? So those things will help you develop that mental stamina. And also, the flip side of all of this is rest. So whether it's within your event, right? Making sure that you are disconnecting. So if you're in a big, you know, a big day, a big agility day. Let's say you're at an invitational or something like that, and you're going to have a bunch of runs, and it's a big nationals or something like that, or the rings are all spread out and all this kind of stuff. So you're expending more energy, and you almost have the sense of, you can feel that you're doing it, but you don't really know how to stop because you kind of get swept up in the event. That's the time where you need to say, like, whoa, I need to unplug from this. I need to go rest and recover. I cannot, and you recognize in yourself, self, you say, I cannot sustain this level all day. I will burn myself out by 2 p.m. I will be done. I'll be useless. Like, I can't do it. So you make a point to rest and recover. Now, it doesn't mean that you're, you know, getting out your pillow in the car and taking a full-on nap, though. It could be, if that's your jam, please do it. But it could just be as simple as getting out of the environment, going and sitting with your dog, putting on music, just kind of almost changing the channel, you know, and stepping in and taking more control over your day and not be swept up by it. Okay. So because I think that when we get to that point where we are so fatigued mentally or physically that we don't feel like we can, quote, do our jobs, right? That we don't feel like we can show up as the handlers that we need to be, that there's no more grit, you know, or push left in our system because we've just burned it all out. That's when we get frustrated with ourselves, right? Because we recognize, because you're here and you're listening to this podcast, so you're the type of person who recognizes your has awareness around your mental game, that you realize that in this moment, you're not as strong as you need to be to sort of finish the rest of the day, right? Well, we don't want to get to that point. We want to make sure that we are strong enough, that we have the stamina to go through these big events, that we have the stamina physically, mentally, that we've done everything we need to do. We know how to rest. We know how to recover. We know how to take time for ourselves, get back in control of the energy of our day so that we can step back in the ring and perform. Because you might have a crazy day where you are running at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And to sustain one level of energy throughout that day is unrealistic, part one. But part two is, if you are doing that on the regular basis and you need to develop more stamina around that, then we need to work on that offline. Okay. But I promise you that no athlete is, you know, trying to stay at their peak, right, for 8 hours, right? I don't know. Someone will correct me. Someone will give me a comment. But, like, I don't know of any other, you know, there are some endurance races, right? But even endurance racing, they're usually switching off. Like, all I can think about is car racing, where they have 24-hour races, but they're switching drivers, right? You're not really ever going for that long. So we want to make sure that we have rest and recovery in that. All right, as well as growing our stamina, right? We're working two sides of that coin, right? Just to grab that old cliche. So we're working two sides of that coin. All right, so if you are into this with me, if you are into stamina, this is just a little plug for the membership. This is what we're doing in April. So we are all about stamina and ways that we can improve our stamina overall, and specifically even for big events and things like that, but just a regular weekend too, all right? And so if you're into it, this might be your month. And if not, that's okay too. Your homework for the week is to be aware of what kind of drains you, or where you feel like you need more stamina. Do you need more physical stamina? Is that your problem? Do you need more mental stamina? Would you like to be able to hold up longer in long days? You know, be aware of, like, where it is that you see yourself kind of coming apart, you know, or being overdone, or giving yourself a migraine, right? And are there points at which you are like, yeah, you're more upset than you would normally be over, you know, a disappointing run? You know, maybe you are, you know, having that moment, right? Crying in the car, and just, you're so frustrated. And ask yourself, is it just the run, or is it other factors that led to you feeling this way, right? Because most of the time we are able to work through it. But when our stamina is low, or when other factors are coming in, that's when we feel a lot more vulnerable, right? So just take a look, That's your homework. You know, I like to give homework every week. But take a look at that and see where this could be affecting you and where you might want to work on your stamina. Okay? All right. And no matter what you're up to this week with your dogs, I hope you have a fantastic time. Thanks so much for listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast with me, Julie Bacon. I am so grateful for your precious time. Check out my Dogged Planner workbook and journal available on Amazon. Just search for Dogged Planner. I also offer monthly membership that's perfect for ongoing support of your awesome goals. Check out theqcoach.com for details or just stop by and check out all the ways you can work on your mindset. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The Q Coach and let me know how it's going. Finally, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. This helps us podcasters tremendously. Plus, I know I get my best podcast recommendations from friends. Thanks and have a great week with your dogs.